In the United States, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women, but cancer mortality in the U.S. is down 30 to 40% since 1990 because of the implementation of mammogram screenings. Recent recommendations from a group of national experts that advise when someone should begin the screening process could affect what insurance will cover. As WFIU's Lindsay Wright reports, that has some Hoosiers worried about whether women will continue to have access to life-saving exams.
Janice Davis is a dog lover. That's her two dogs, Frankie and Bailey. But Davis is also a loving wife, mother, grandmother, and breast cancer survivor.
And I had no family history. So it wasn't, I didn't expect that to happen.
But the unexpected became a reality for Davis 16 years ago. She was 49 years old. For almost a decade, she'd been following her doctor's advice and going for annual mammogram screenings. But this time,
I kept putting it off and putting it off. And, you know, you get busy and you think, well, I need to do that. I didn't do it for a whole year.
Many medical professionals recommend that women begin annual mammogram screenings when they turn 40. One in every six women diagnosed with breast cancer is in their 40s. But last year, the United States Preventive Services Task Force, an independent group that reviews health service recommendations, gave that advice a C grade.
What the C grade says is, we want women to make their own choice. We want them to use the science to make their own decision about when to screen, after talking with their doctor.
That's Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, the immediate past chair of the task force, talking to me over Skype. She says the C grade means women in their 40s don't benefit from annual screenings as much as older women. She says women in their 40s are more likely to receive false positive results. But some, including Dr. Perrin Bayani, are concerned about the task force recommendations. Bayani is a breast imaging specialist.
This is looking at the breast from top to bottom, and this is looking
He's showing me what a mammogram screening looks like. He says the purpose is to pick up cancer way before a woman can feel it, and more importantly, before it can spread.
So if you extend the screening recommendations to every other year or 2 years, well, that certainly gives the cancer a much larger chance to grow in those 2 years and spread, which is not what we want.
The task force recommendations are meant for a broad audience, including physicians and patients, but health insurance companies also use the recommendations to determine how to set policies. For example, the Affordable Care Act covers preventative services with an A or B grade. So if a service gets a C grade, there is a chance insurance providers could stop covering it. It's unclear if that would actually happen with mammogram screenings. But Indiana Congresswoman Susan Brooks doesn't want to chance it. She co-authored the Protecting Access to Life-Saving Screenings Act as an effort to postpone any actions based on the task force's recommendations until 2020.
We know that young women of all ages and even men on occasion get breast cancer. But we know that screenings are important, and if these task force recommendations go into place, fewer women, fewer physicians will recommend that their patients get mammograms.
The bill has to make it through the House and Senate, and it's unclear if it will move forward as a standalone bill or as part of another piece of legislation. Brooks says she doesn't care, but she says there should be a consensus on the guidelines, and those guidelines should be made in the spirit of doing what is in the best interest of women. Bibbins-Domingo says the organization doesn't determine insurance coverage policies. Its role is to look at the science.
But I can't use the science to manipulate the grade that we give a particular recommendation. Our job is to just report on what the science is telling us.
Davis says without the mammogram screening in her 40s that revealed cancer, the outcome for her could have been much different.
If I waited even longer, it probably would have been very much advanced, where it would have been, maybe I wouldn't have lived through it. I don't know.
Davis tells friends and family to have annual screenings done, so if the unexpected does happen, it's more likely to be treatable. For WFIU News, I'm Lindsay Wright.